Raven was seated on the edge of his bed when I arrived. "I hear you're being a pain in the ass. What's the point of pulling your butt out of the Barrowland if you're going to commit suicide?" His gaze rose slowly. He did not appear to recognize me. "Oh, damn," I thought. "His mind is gone." "He talked, any case?" "Some. He don't always make sense. He don't realize how long it's been, I think."
"Maybe we should restrain him."
"No."
Startled, we looked at Raven. He knew me now.
"No restraints, Croker. I'll behave."
He flopped onto his back, smiling.
"How long, Case?"
"Tell him the story," I said. "I'm going to whip up some medicine." I just wanted away from Raven. He looked worse with his soul restored. Cadaverous. Too much a reminder of my mortality, and that was one thing I did not need on my mind more than it was. I whipped up a couple potions. One would settle Raven's shakes, the other would knock him out if he gave Case too much trouble. Raven gave me a dark look when I returned. I do not know how far Case had gotten. "Stay off your high horse," I told him. "You got no idea what's happened since Juniper. In fact, not a whole lot since the battle at Charm. You being the brave and rugged loner hasn't helped. Drink this. It's for the shakes." I gave Case the other mixture with whispered instructions. In a voice little above a whisper, Raven asked,
"Is it true? Darling and the lady are going after the Dominator tomorrow. Together?"
"Yes. Do or die time for everybody."
"I want to—"
"You'll stay put. You too, Case. We don't want Darling distracted." I had managed to abolish worries about the tangled ramifications inherent in tomorrow's confrontations. Now they rushed in on me again. The Dominator would not be the end of it, unless we lost. If he fell, the war with the lady would resume instantly. I wanted to see Darling badly, wanted in on her plans. I dared not go. The lady was keeping me on the leash. She might interrogate me any time. Lonely work. Lonely work. Case went on tale-telling. Then Goblin and One-Eye dropped in to tell stories from their perspectives. The lady even looked in. She beckoned me.
"Yes?"
I asked.
"Come."
I followed her to her quarters. Outside, night had fallen. In about 18 hours, the Great Barrow would open of its own accord. Sooner, if we followed plan.
"Sit."
I sat. I said, "I'm getting fixated on it. Butterflies the size of horses. Can't think about anything else."
"I know. I considered you as a distraction, but I cared too much."
"Well, that distracted me."
"Perhaps one of your potions?"
I shook my head. "There is no specific for fear in my arsenal. I've heard of wizards.
Those antidotes cost too dearly. We'll need our wits about us. It won't go like it did in rehearsal."
I raised an eyebrow. She did not expand. I suppose she expected a lot of improvisational behavior from her allies. The mess sergeant appeared. His crew rolled in a grand meal they set out on a table brought in special. A last feast for the condemned. After the crowd dispersed, the lady said, "I ordered the